friends, welcome to the Hearing Jesus for Kids podcast. Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the Bible stories actually mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Hey friends, with summer coming up before we know it, I wanted to share with you about one of our partners, Kids Across America Camps. For over 30 years, their mission has remained the same, to build Christian leaders by encouraging, equipping, and empowering urban youth and their mentors through camp and education. In both my own life and in the life of my daughters, camp has been a life-changing, future-altering experience. For many kids, this is not only the highlight of the summer, but their lives. Children and teens dedicate their lives to Christ. Young believers put down deep roots in the faith. The food, the games, the sports, the friends, it's so much fun. With Kids Across America Camps, many of the kids and teens they serve come from under-resourced communities. Finances are often the only thing standing between them and camp, between them and an extraordinary first meeting with Jesus. What happens if they don't get to come? Well, more of the same. Many of these kids will spend all summer in environments that will keep them from being exposed to the love of Jesus and potentially exposing them to more violence, more crime, more alcohol and drugs. But if you send them to camp, everything can change. You can give towards camper scholarships that can truly make an eternal impact in the life of one of these students. Every gift counts. Even small gifts can be paired together to help sponsor a child to go to camp. But please don't wait. Only a few weeks remain before camp starts, and we want every deserving child and teen to be able to attend. Go online to give KAACamps, that's camps with a K, .org/hearingjesus. That's KAACamps.org/hearingjesus. Hey friends, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus and the Hearing Jesus for Kids podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Grohl, and today I have a very special friend joining us on the show today. It's Pastor Max Licato. Max, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Rachel. You're very kind to include me on the program. I appreciate it.
Well, for kids, for those of you that don't know, Pastor Max has been writing children's stories for years, and actually my own children that you guys hear a lot about have grown up listening to the voice of Pastor Max Licato with all the different books that he has written for children. And so today, I invited him on the show to talk about a very special book that he wants to share with us. Max, can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Yes, this book is called Just In Case You Ever Feel Alone. You know, there are those times in which we feel alone. Maybe we didn't get invited to the party. Maybe everybody else got to go play, but we had to stay home. Maybe somebody hurt our feelings, said a hard word to us, and we feel alone. We all pass through times like this. And I wrote this book to help us know how to respond whenever we feel alone. And hopefully it's a book that parents can read to children or grandparents can read to grandchildren or even friends can read to a small child to help us to know how to respond whenever we feel like we're all by ourselves.
Yeah, you know, as I was reading this book yesterday, I'll be honest, it brought me to tears myself a little bit because it was such a sweet, tender book. And I think when it talks about loneliness, it is a topic that hits all of us, whether we're grown-ups or we're young children. And I wonder, Max, are there times in your own life that you have found yourself feeling lonely?
Yes, and part of that is because for most of my life, I've been a senior pastor of a church. And anytime you're leading an organization, whether it be a church or a business or a family or a class, there are times you feel lonely because ultimately you have to make a decision. You're in charge or you're responsible. And that can create a sense of isolation. Mm-hmm. And so learning to talk to God during those times, learning to be honest with some good friends, learning to share my feelings with my wife. These are all important steps in helping us, because even though we feel alone, we're really not. We're really not. There's always somebody who can understand what we're going through. And most of all, we believe that a God in heaven cares deeply about our lives on earth, and he will help us, and his Holy Spirit will comfort us anytime we feel like we are isolated, and we can go to him for help.
Oh, I love that. One of the things that is such a key aspect of this book, and I know the message in your heart, is how God is close to us. And I wonder if maybe you could share maybe a time that you felt close to God in your own life, and whether it was in your own life or the life of your daughters or your grandchildren. Have you seen God come close to you?
There are many times in which I should have been anxious, but I wasn't. Or I should have been heartbroken, but I wasn't. In these instances, the scripture calls this a peace that passes understanding. Even we are surprised that we're not more depleted or more discouraged. But that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Mm. The promise of the Bible is that we can make all our requests known to God. In everything by prayer and petition, but not be anxious. Just let our request known to God. And the trade-off, the payoff for that is, according to Philippians 4, we will enjoy this peace that passes understanding. It's God's peace. It's a supernatural peace. And this is available to any person at any time. So whenever you feel like you're anxious or feel like you're alone, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, talk to him. He's always just a prayer away. Just talk to him. Ask him for help. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Now, don't beat yourself up for having these emotions of loneliness or anxiety. Emotions are emotions. They just come and go. They're kind of like the weather. You're not in charge always of your emotions. Sometimes weather can create emotions. Sometimes something going on in your body creates emotions. Sometimes the way other people treat you, coworkers or students or friends, or the way they don't treat you, all these can create emotions. So don't beat yourself up for emotions, but do your best to present your emotions to God. Just be honest with him. Say, God, I feel lonely today, and will you help me? And that's a prayer that he will be quick to answer.
I love that. Yes, he wants us to come to him with those emotions that we're feeling. You know, I wondered if there's any stories in the Bible, because the kids love to hear Bible stories. If there's any stories in the Bible or any characters in the Bible that you go back to often as an example of someone who learned how to experience that closeness of God when they were feeling lonely.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to beat the story of David in the Bible. You know, we know his whole life is more is written about David than anybody except Jesus in the Bible. So we see him as a young man. We see him as an old man. We see him as a shepherd. We see him as a king. We see him as one who goes to the job of taking care of sheep, but then he becomes a warrior and goes against the enemies of Israel. So there's just a lot about the story of David that we love. And the most famous story of David is when he fought Goliath, when he fought the giant. And when you read the story of David against Goliath, more than you might imagine, he makes reference to God. God of Israel, the God of Jacob, and he's talking about the God. God is all over. It's like his mind is saturated with God, and he's just a young boy at this time. So somehow he has learned that he can face his giants by facing God. And so he's thinking about God, quoting words about God, declaring even the name of God. And in that sense, he has drawn close to God. And that empowers him to face the giant that he's facing.
I love that. Well, Pastor Max, I was wondering if you would feel comfortable just reading maybe a couple pages of your book for our young friends so they could get an idea of what the book is like.
Absolutely. Here's the book, just in case you ever feel alone. I think I'll start kind of in the middle of the story. If I seem too busy, just tell me. I'll take the time to chat. No question is too big or small. You can count on me for that. And you know what? Even though I'm by your side, sitting right next to you, can you guess what's even better? God is right here too. He never sleeps or goes away. So if you feel alone, just remember, night or day, you're never on your own.
Oh, I love that so much. Pastor, would you pray for our young friends that might be listening today if they're feeling lonely, to help them understand and know that God is always there for them?
We really need your help, Lord, because sometimes we feel alone. We feel like nobody cares or nobody can help us. But Lord, we know that you care, and we also know that you have people who can help us. And so today, I pray for every person listening to this podcast that they might know that you are near and you do care. We do pray for that supernatural peace that only you can give. And may it be rooted in your truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing this book. Can you tell our friends so they can tell their parents where they can find it?
You can find this book any place they sell books. You can order it online at Amazon. You can go to my webpage, maxlocato.com. Or if there's a bookstore nearby, the chances are very good they'll be carrying this book. It's called Just in Case You Ever Feel Alone.
And I'll put the link in there as well. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today. We really appreciate it. And I can't wait for our young friends to read the whole book.
Thank you. It's a treat to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Friends, thanks for listening to the Hearing Jesus for Kids podcast. If you like today's show, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. That's the number one way you can support this show. If you're wanting to dive a little bit deeper, you can also join our Patreon community to get our family discussion guides, join our private discussion groups, and have access to bonus content and additional resources every month. Hey, I'm praying for you today. Know that you are so loved.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in the Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.